I'd like to start off by telling you a little story that happened at the feast. Over the feast, Manuel and I bought these vibrating toothbrushes. What are they called? I forget the name of them. Sonicare. But anyways, they vibrate at a pretty good pace. So the first night that we were at the feast, we were getting ready for bed, and I heard Manuel start laughing from the bathroom. So, being curious, I went in to see what was going on. And she was brushing her teeth, and she said that the toothbrush was tickling her mouth. I was like, tickling your mouth? That's crazy. I got to try this. So, being a little curious, I put some toothpaste on mine and fired it up. And I have to tell you, it was the most craziest feeling in the world. If you haven't used one before, I can't explain it. It was just super ticklish for your mouth. So there I was laughing along with her, toothpaste flying everywhere. After the fourth day of the feast, this tickling sensation from the toothbrush had stopped. I started feeling comfortable with it, and it was no longer uncomfortable or ticklish, and it didn't make me laugh anymore. Today, this morning, as I was brushing my teeth, it was normal. I had become accustomed to it. It was a part of my routine, and I had lost the sensitivity that I had had to it at first. We, as human beings, we have this tendency to be able to adapt, to take on change and to mold to it. Whether our surroundings are good or bad, we adapt. Sometimes adapting to situations can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing if we try and adapt to man's way of thinking. Living in the midst of this world, it's easy to get sucked into how it thinks and operates without even realizing it. So are we trying to live as Christians? And if we are, do we know what it means to live as a Christian? In Matthew 6:24, Christ tells us that we cannot serve God and also try and please man. He says it's impossible. He says either you will love one and hate the other, or you will be loyal to one and despise the other. Those are quite powerful words if you take them at their face value. Either we love God and his ways, and we are working at obeying them, or we are pretending to love God's ways while being disloyal. Now, a classic example of not adapting to God's ways can be seen through the children of Israel. They were in Egypt. They cried out to God because of their bondage. He heard them. And he miraculously freed them through many miracles. He brought them out of a type of sin. Not only did he bring them out, he brought them out with a high hand. Now, he fed them. He kept them clothed for 40 years. He protected them. And of course, he performed incredible miracles. And yet at the end of the day, they did not want to obey God, and they wanted to go back to Egypt because they lacked the faith and the loyalty to continue in obeying God. They didn't adapt to being God's people. But rather, they continued to go on their own way, trying to keep in tune with the nations around them. So again, are we trying to live as Christians in this world? And if we are, do we know how to? If you turn to Proverbs 1, verse 10. Proverbs 1 and verse 10, we see that this world holds nothing for us. It says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." We'll read to verse 18. Verse 11, they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and take them and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, who takes away the life of its owners. So we see that the evil in this world will try and get us to do evil with them. Whatever their ways, whatever they're trying to do, they're going to try and suck us in with them. So what would happen if we were not to resist? If we would go along and just do whatever the world is doing, if we would adapt to that type of thinking. Continuing in verse 24 of Proverbs 1, it says, because I have called you and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and I would have none of my rebuke. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when terror comes, when your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Are we not seeing these things happening in the world, in the United States at this time? Verse 28, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Always strikes me when people have to go through great tragedies like this hurricane that just hit in the East Coast. And it's only then that you start to hear about people praying when they run into these types of situations. Then within a couple months, back to doing what they want to. Verse 29, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. Verse 32, for the turning away of the simple will slay them. The complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. These are serious warnings that God gives us. They bring out very clearly about what will happen if we fail to resist this world. Now, reading on paper, it seems so simple. Do right, stay away from evil. But is it that easy? In fact, it's not. It's a daily struggle that has to be fought. And in these dark times, it is easy to lose our focus and the way. If you will, turn to 2 Peter. Verses 4. 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. We'll read about adapting, becoming a Christian. 2 Peter 4 and verse, or 1 and verse 4, excuse me. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. To knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Verse 8, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to take your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. I hope I have done help to do just that, brethren, to remind us that we can't adapt to this world, but rather we must take to heart what Peter was saying here and adapt to being a Christian.